beginning of the Daven says that become the days again the basic and chasing after the beginning of the Gemara Toshma like you saw Kodoh Bechulu which says his team it's a wonder because the Betchil Ratz Leichiach Mereish the Potter first thing wanted to prove in the Reisha that you mean Potter Imkein HaKoch Seifa so he said I've done the Reisha Kisau Kodoh once we said by the Reisha Kisau Kodoh so Tana Seifa Leichisau Kodoh and that the Blu Oslash Min Midi and it's not really teaching anything it's just ID says Tosis Imkein that's the case Echaber Lechim the Seifa how does anyone now want to bring a Rav from the Seifa just said it's only ID it's only since the terminology of the Reisha said the Imrus by the Seifa Bishlami says what you can say yes yeah the Mekara Vadishlo Yochalim Etam Achar in the beginning for sure you couldn't say another reason. So tzarich lema ID, you have to say ID. Aval hasha sheyochalim tzichidish, but now you could say a logic, because Gemara fell off what it wanted to say. So with the less lema ID, of course, logic would say that we're not just saying ID, and therefore the Gemara attempts to bring a raya from the same. Next test matter begins the Gemara. B'shrichi gmalim, and camels are common, but lima tarichai, and it got eaten up by worms from the inside. Now what's Allah? Claim, in other words, if initially camels walked over the Achkar Bar Shvarim and then oxen came afterwards with Nachlu and they fell in Shidachai, of course you can be liable because the Bishai who is negligent, because it's common that there are camels. Oh, yeah, I feel like awesome, even if they come in intervals, you should have entertained. So what's that question? Specifically, no, camels did not come. Oxen came enough, but they fell in machmesh at lima taychei because it got wormy from the inside. Now, what's the halacha? Amin amigo eloi. Do we say amigo or not? Masik dimur comes out loy min amigo. We don't say amigo. And therefore, it's not going to be considered as a pashia. Then says that the amigo say, okay, so kila min amigo. Even though the Gemara ends up saying that you don't say amigo, but namer chayv, you should still be liable. Why? Because for a different reason. Well, he was initially negligent regarding the oxen because if camels would have gone, and then oxen for that is considered pesheya. So b'seiv ba'oynis, and even at the end is ba'oynis shatliya, we got wormy, but chalasim b'sheiv b'seiv ba'oynis, you chayv in that. But the Riba answers that no, we don't say this halacha that if you initially were negligent in the end it was beyond the control that you can be liable. It's only because of negligence, then the oinus came. The oinus didn't come because of the b'shia. Even if it would have been covered appropriately for camels and for oxen, it could still get wormy from the inside. It sounds like something. If it's negligent regarding it, went out to the swamp. The filament of the class of Bishiv said by Ines Chayev, that even according to one of the holes that class of Bishiv said by Ines Yigni Chayev, also in Pata, that you may Pata, because the Malcham of his Kadla, the angel of death, is what killed it. So Malihacha, Malihassam, what's the difference over here or over there? So you see that when it doesn't make a difference, that for that, we're not going to say, oh, but the class of Bishiv doesn't make a difference. It didn't cause the Ines, and therefore you can be Pata. Mentioned you're going to say by claims the more later on the Nevamim Aleph brings Gam Nifritz Balayla when the animals breach the walls at nighttime. But comment says, well, because of by shaky wall, Kichasu digs to a my potter. Why give me potter? That would be initially negligence, and at the end Ba'inus. So because it was a shaky wall, so Bahasimli Ba'inus Matarim Shia, the other ones didn't come because of Shia, because of full Kaisabar Yachalachta, even a strong wall they could have dug under. So you see, not like our concept that we're saying. Hashem says, no, the common parish Rashi explains later on over there, Shachascha, that what happens when it dug? The Hippila HaKaisal Echatiha, meaning that it caused the wall to fall down through the digging. Ah, Haridimach Masab Shia. So because of negligence, Shahaisa Ru'uya, because of Shaki, Ba'inus. Then the Ainus came because the Mahayi Bari was a strong wall, the Hayy Nefel Khatira would not have fell through the digging. So it doesn't contradict our concept. Now, beside the Pilum, the Gemara and Bamatsiyah of Tzadiginon, Bezgav Uroya, by a shepherd, Shanich Edra, he left his flock, a bully, he came to the city of Abribadars. And while he was in this town, a lion came and pounced on the flock. And the Parch Abaya asked, he says, Tchlas Babshib, it's the beginning of negligence, but then the Ainus. Because the Al Be'idna, the Ali Inchi, had he gone at a time that people don't go, even if he couldn't have saved, if he would have been there, he's liable because he's chalas b'shia. But says Tosef, "Vasim le'ba'ayin is nachas b'shia." The ayin didn't come because of negligence. Malihoch malihasim. What's the difference if he was here or there? Kibushen yochalatzi. He couldn't have saved him anyways from the lion. So you see, chalas b'shia b'sabens you'd be chayiv, even though the ayin is not caused through the b'shia. So Amri Vam, he says, yeah, but the Pirush Rav Alphas explained to Labaya, who that's the Mandam over there, Vadechayv, you're right, he holds you liable, Abishleibo in this Machazab Shia. That's his sheet. That even if Dain does not come because of negligence, he can mash mafka, like it sounds like in the Gemara with the in Bar Metzia. The comment that the Gemara says, Lim by Lamadam Kalas Mashiba said, Boyan is Chayb, Chol Yoram, to say, according to one, sure, according to one holds that when the beginning of negligence and the Zain is even Chayb, Chol, etc. What do you mean? What's the Lim of Boyan? So Machlal, the inference is, Lamadam Chayb, according to one that holds Kalas Mashiba said, Boyan is Chayb, then Nichle Lavai, I mean, we don't have to say according to that Mandama, meaning that makes sense according to Bay, meaning that beloved time to have Lada Agma Kadle. That even without the reasonings that we give, oh, that the airspace of the swamp kills it, meaning to say that because Abaya holds that even if the oinus was not caused to the pshia, that you be chayv. More of us says, anyways, the re explains what did like Hasha Glum. It's actually not difficult. Over in you don't have to be lengthy about this anymore. He explains that actually it did come the oinus because of the pshia. Because he says, you can't save him the lion. Well, he could have moved them beforehand. So it's not difficult at all. But what is difficult to the is like this. How's the Gemara resolving the question? For one, which is how the Gemara ultimately ends off the sugya to show you that we don't say migre. From the case of when the shar that's a cheresh or shait bekatan fall in to the pit, the jimichayev. But by bekeiri mi pater, and we don't say you peshe regarding cherish makes you like a migur to be peshe regarding pekeach. I like the miklal. What do you mean? It's not comparable at all. Why? Dolin pekeach regarding pekeach, but didn't shleicha shepeshe al dei migur. Of course, you're not going to consider him a peshe through the migur because shad in peshe like a peshe pekeach. There is no element of negligence of a regular shor at all. But what are you? What our question? Who peshevel in shvarim? He is some level a negligent regarding oxen. Kimari gemam lechit kisur in regards to if the camels were to weaken the cover. So it would make sense that it should be effective. The nigel the hachashem peshev at least that you could be considered negligent in shvarim regarding oxen. Avli natla also regarding warming because you have some element of negligence. What's the gemara's ultimate raya? So b'nei l'riyah it seems to the read the kesosh lekaro legmalim. That the covering that's not appropriate enough for the camels, Ibekai Gavnas Tumans in such a way, Shumiachik Malam Oivrim, is that right when the camels go over it, Nifchas Tachtema Kisa, it automatically demolishes the cover beneath them. Ah, Dasta Lekab Shibishvam Klaal. Now there is no negligence at all by oxen, and Vitchlesa Sefer Bainis, and its beginning and the end is Ainis. Why? Because the Ilo Asigamalam, if camels are not coming, roll the Shvam, it is appropriate for oxen. The Asigamalam, even if the camels are coming, Nifchas Mikabakot can totally destroy the cover. V'chazur Shvam Pikhim, and the regular oxen will see it, Umezharim Alinapli, and the Bakib, and they would not fall in. And ultimately, and Hatla is ultimately an Ainis too. So either way, there's no Pshi over here at all. Makamaka Migu Varim Dayeke. And still we see that there is a migri. Oh, so therefore, shat me bailon. And again, that's why this arrived. And moreover, Tais explains according to what he's saying. Shat me bailon, the marine migri that b'sheli gemal b'sheli shvam atla. That do we say that he's migri regarding the negligence of camels is considered a negligence regarding oxen by the worming? Like we're saying, it is comparable. And the fees there according to this l'shech t'chlas b'sheli b'sheli b'ainus. And this also answers our question. Oh, what do we mean with Chalas B'Shev Zeh? And it's not Chalas B'Shev Zeh, so it's actually the beginning, not just the end, is also B'Shev, so it's no relevance to ask to see should be Chai for that itself. Then says, we're going to say, since he knows that you Potter, if you're saying that we know about this Braisa, that you Potter by Shebekech, and we're saying, Delav B'Shevhu, that because you're not negligent, so Imke Maikim B'Shev. So what's the whole question even starting in the first place? Tivshim Masnid, the none, you should resolve in the mission that we taught, Sher Cher Shed Bekat Nechayev, but the inference is a Bekech Pater, and we'll let me in. So we know this already. What's the whole long Gemara discussion? Yisham Tezud, you say, no, the subject of the Hashta, the Gemara in the beginning assumes, the Chalashvam, all oxen, Bein Shayt, Bein Pikchim, whether normal or deranged, Peturim, by Yoyim, that you're exempt during daytime, Bechayav Malayla in Laibala at nighttime. Masnid Mai Malayla, and the mission is talking about nighttime. I have a Cherish to Nakat. Why is it Pator by Cherish then? Not to make the Diak, but it would be different by Rugan Pekech. It's a little rooster to tell us a Kiddush. The Sagat, I think, would have said the Cherish Lamachayev, that you wouldn't be Chayev for Cherish, because being Lamayim, like, come on, like Ron say later on, which is on Daf Nandal in the beginning of Amad Beis. The Cherishus Agarmaloi, well, it's because of the animal's lack of intelligence that caused it to, like, throw itself into the pit, so it's not the pit owner's liability. And therefore, that's the Kiddush. Umahad Deloi Amar Migui. And this, that another point this addresses, that this, that we don't say migui dava pesheba lailo, but if you're negligent at nighttime, ha pesheba yaim, they should be negligent during the daytime, this migui. No, lemasel mesha midi, they wouldn't be able to resolve anything from that proof, because the leidami is not comparable at all. Because keeping the hishaita hu honest, because ultimately that time, you're totally honest at daytime, and therefore you, that wouldn't be comparable again, because it would be a different context. Boy de Marie, additionally, the Marie says, the Matzil Meimer, you could say, the Shapi of the MS, no, it's true, the Gemara really did know all along, B'keach Pat V'cheresh Chayv, which is what the Gemara ultimately brought to Raya from. I have an Hidla, Mahasim, Migra, I, so, but you don't see Migra over there, so what's the whole Gemara's discussion? No, Mishum, the Chashiv, the B'keach, Kamazik Asimai. That's because you consider the regular ox like damaging itself. Like as if it's throwing itself into the pit. So therefore the Torah does not hold the owner of the pit liable for such a thing. Only if it shouldn't have looked and to go. But when it falls through, because the worms ate up, they make it, then you're right, then you should be liable through the Migah, because you can't say that it should have looked, because no one knows that it got wormed out from the inside. Now, Maskon, however, the Gemara's conclusion, the Gemara proves, so what is that? The Gemara hold that? The Gemara is not concerned about that differentiation with the Gemara did assume in the beginning, even though the Gemara knew of this price. Why is the Gemara asking this question in the case of, as a different Maskon test is going on, that the camels are common? Why? Even if camels are not common at all, Yochel Ishli, you can still ask, because we know regarding camels themselves, Chash B'Sheya, you consider as negligent, as we said on a previous thesis. That if they would fall, even though they're not coming, like we saw in the first question, so why do you have to say, no, because the B'lay Shechichi, if they're not coming, they fill the Asl or even come during intervals, treat the Dilemmin Migu that it's obvious we would not say Migu. Can Lashchichi be given the Gemalim, since it's not common to have the liability of the Gemalim? Therefore, the question was specifically regarding, even though for camels themselves, you would be liable, but to have the Gemigu, we would never say such a thing.